No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And we got the talk of the fucking town, Fulio, in the building today. How you living?
Six bricks. I'm living good, man. I got to put these on?
Give it a shot if you want, but you don't have to.
I'm just shit. Yeah.
How you living?
I'm doing good, though. Everything been going up.
Yeah. Everything's going good.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't want this to be like an annoying interview, because I feel like you've been doing a bunch of annoying interviews lately. True or false?
Yeah. I don't know. I just be going with the flow, bro. I ain't going to count to you. I just be going with the flow.
I mean, it's just like, I know how it is to be somebody like you, and you've been grinding on your career for so goddamn long.
Uh-huh.
And then you just get wrapped up in some bullshit. And all of a sudden, it's all anybody wants to talk about, and it's like they don't even know that you've been putting out records for years and years.
Who you telling? That's how it be. I ain't gonna count. You just said some shit. That is how it be, though. Yeah, that's how it be. But I just go up the flow, though. I don't really, you know what I'm saying? This would come with it. Like fake shit, that would come with it, though.
But you probably never expected to have so many people find out. How much did your Instagram go up over the past couple months?
Bro, I ain't gonna lie to you, but I was just talking about this yesterday, bro. Before, this was exactly 2 weeks ago, bro. I had like 460K. Now I'm at 600 and motherfucking like 35, some shit like that. Like, it been going up crazy, though. Because you know what's going on in the situation and the songs and like everything going up right now.
People are just fascinated.
Fascinated. And they just not hearing about me like me getting my foot in the door with the song and shit like that. So now everybody know who I am.
It reminds me of the fact that I can always like see, like, okay, number one, creepy things that exist in our culture. When somebody dies, they get mad Instagram followers.
Yeah, that's crazy. I stare at that too.
You compare it to that, though, it's pretty good because you didn't have to die or anything. You just basically were involved in a beef and you get all this attention and shit. You know, that's a good way to look at it. But it also just stands out that it's like, damn, there's a big chunk of the rap audience that realistically is not really paying attention until there's some beef, some people dying, some shit like that they can pay attention to. You know, that's a strange world we live in.
Yeah, it'd be fucked up. It'd be fake friends, fake followers. They just tune into the negativity. They don't really look at like the positive side. Or he was just in this hood, like giving out dollars, paying for shit, like with the community and shit. They don't look at shit like that. They just look at like the diss songs and shit like that.
Definitely.
Yeah, that shit fucked up.
So, okay, let's go back in time so we can just, like, paint the whole picture. Are you from Jacksonville originally?
Yeah, I'm from Jacksonville, north side of Jacksonville.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how would you describe what your childhood was like?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. We had hard, like, I grew up on the north side, like, 40-field, 1646. Like, this, like, the worst hood, the worst apartments in Jacksonville. Anybody will tell you that, like, but we didn't really have everything, like, but when I went to, like, growing up and shit, my mama went to, like, moving, like, the other hood, so I moved to the west side of Jacksonville and shit, and I saw new things, like, you know, so I just had it hard, though.
It was different? Like, it was still fucked up, or it was, like...
It was fucked up, but it was, like, it got more kind of, like, easy, you could say, like, you know what I'm saying?
So that's interesting, because I feel like a lot of times when I talk to rappers, that they end up having seen a bit. Like, if you were just on the same corner your whole life, it's like it's kind of hard to see what's out there. But if you've kind of, like, lived in a shitty area and lived in a place where you get to go to a nicer school or whatever, that can kind of help open somebody's eyes to what's possible.
Yeah, it was straight a little bit. When I moved to it was still fucked up, now don't get me wrong, but it was just, like, more like, okay, I ain't in the apartments no more. I'm in the house now, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because I'm used to, like, a two-bedroom apartment. Mm. So when we moved to our first house, you know what I'm saying? I liked that shit.
That's what's interesting about you having this moment and whatnot is that Jacksonville never really was the part of Florida that was getting attention.
Yeah, it's Miami.
Mm.
And that, the reason is Miami, because, like, down south, that's, like, where you go vacate. And,
clubs, parties, basically the total opposite of what you have been basically become known for, right?
Yeah. That like the up, I say, like, where I'm from, like, from Tallahassee to Jacksonville, we like a whole different part. We know, like we know where, like, Miami, none of that. Like, it's completely different. But that's what people think, though.
And it's like, we've seen, you know, Miami and rap has always been big. We've seen Broward blow the fuck up. We've seen, you know, a lot of the shit down south has kind of had their moment and everything. But Florida is, like, how long would it take you from Jacksonville to drive Miami? It's like
5 hours, 6 hours. Yeah, it's like long as hell.
For us, it's like L.A. and San Francisco are worlds apart, but it's basically like the same distance.
Mm-hmm. That shit long.
So, okay, you moved to like sort of a better area at what time or what age?
Probably when I was 12, 13.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like going to my fifth going to sixth year.
Okay.
I'm more like the west side. It's called the neighborhood called West Jacks. Yeah, that's why I was just thugging it.
Okay. Yeah. You would still describe it as thugging? Like you have your little crew out there? Or what was life like?
Yeah. That shit, like it go down everywhere, but shit, that's why I really like. I got my first piece of pussy, like sixth grade. Like that's why I like really like hopped off the porch, got my first gun, like in West Jacks. Like, hell yeah, that shit was lit.
Was it super normal to have a gun at that age in Florida?
Hell yeah. Everybody had guns, but that was just like the thing, like you had to have a gun because we was always beefing with like older people and they always had the guns and cars. They had an advantage, like you feel me? And we always used to walk everywhere. So one day we thought, we like, hell no, we got to get guns, we got to get cars, can't keep going out like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Wow, really?
Hell yeah.
That's crazy. So you had just been exposed to that from an early age? That was just like how you understood that life worked out there?
Hell yeah. You adapt to what's going on around you. I ain't finna keep getting shot at 50 million times, like, not get a gun, you know what I'm saying?
So basically, yeah. I mean, you're painting the picture of it. Like, with us, like, okay, a lot of times when we talk about Florida, right, we don't talk about gangs.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big part of what makes all this shit interesting to people is that it's like a lot of people didn't even know there was gangs and this type of activities in Florida. Maybe, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I mean, that was like a constant presence, but people weren't saying Bloods and Crips or anything, or what was like people identifying at that time as?
Neighborhoods, like, bro, and Jacksonville specifically, bro, it's a million different neighborhoods, and in them neighborhoods, you probably have like 5 to 10 cliques with their own names branched off, like, you know what I'm saying? But it's Bloods and Crips, and it's a game called Cut. But that's in prison. Like, you got to go to prison to get down with that shit, then come back. Like, you can't do that shit on the streets. But that's what people do, though. Mm. But if you want to run on the right way, you got to go to prison and shit like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever get locked up at a young age?
Yeah, I've been locked up. Plenty of times in my city, they got me labeled as, like, a gang leader or some shit like that. So I get harassed so much to the point I can't even really, like, just sit in my city like that because they harass me bad. But, yeah, I've been locked up plenty of times.
Damn, really? So what was your – was it jail or did you actually make it to prison?
Yeah,
okay. You didn't actually get the real treatment? Okay.
Yeah, nah, I went on the county jail, like, last year for, like, a month, bro. And this how bad it do me, bro. They revoked my – bond for driving with no license, bro. They could have just gave me a ticket, anything, but they say because I'm Fulio, I'm red flat in the system, I gotta go to jail, like I gotta get booked, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
Because there's only so many lit people in your area that is like, if you lived in LA, you would be one of thousands of rappers that they could harass. But you live there, it's only a handful of rappers they can fuck with, right?
Yep, that's exactly how it is.
Damn,
they don't like that.
The cops, from my experience in Florida, are some of the worst cops I ever had to deal with.
Yeah, bro. They're like, if it's a little roach, it could be a little, I'm going to jail, bro. Possession. All right, they're going to take me straight to jail. All right. Yeah.
Definitely. So, okay. In those little, like, brief times that you had locked up, though, did I kind of, like, turn you out to certain things that get you, like, sort of ready for more advanced shenanigans when you were back free?
Hell no. Nah. When I got locked up, I was like, man, fuck this shit, man. I cannot be in jail, bro. I got too much going on. I had a label coming to my court date. Like, damn. I'm like, damn. And while all this going on in my head, I'm like, damn, bro. I could be out there recording. I could just be with a bitch or some shit. Or I could just. And then I'm in a dorm. You got to think about it. I'm in a dorm for license charges. I'm surrounded by straight people with murder charges, shooting. I'm like, why the fuck they got me in this shit, bro?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
A bunch of them know who you were and shit?
Everybody knew who I was. That'd be the fucked up part about it. Everybody knows. So you going to have to rap or some shit. Like, they want to hear that shit. Like, that's how that shit.
Then they made you rap?
They want to hear that shit. Boy, you hard as hell. Rap that shit. Spit some shit, bro.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Just sing like a song that you put out a couple years ago. You're just like, I'm going to just do this one real quick.
Who are you telling?
Oh, my God. All right. So when did you actually start rapping, though?
I've been rapping all my life, but I started taking this shit serious probably like 2.5 years ago. I had moved to Atlanta and I met Zaytoven, and then we put out a collab mixtape together.
So you were just doing your thing rapping, and then how'd you end up meeting Zaytoven?
Some people I knew linked me up with him in the studio, and he was like, you hard, we need to drop a mixtape. Wow. And then we did that, and that's how I got my little, I was probably at like 15,000 followers then, though. Then I got a little buzz, and that's how that went.
Damn, that's crazy. Beethoven does not get the credit he deserves because he's had such a huge impact on so many people's careers.
Man, a GOAT for real.
That's
the GOAT. And he took me on tour with him. Not like he did so much for me, bro. That's why I said I respect Beethoven, bro. He ain't have to do that for me. I wasn't even no big artist then. He just saw like the potential and where I was gonna be in the future.
But he didn't try to sign you or anything? He just was happy to he tried to sign you?
Yeah, I fuck with Zay, but I just ain't signed the shit because, you know what I'm saying? I was more on like, we brothers, like, I wouldn't think about the business side of the shit. You know what I'm saying? But nah, I ain't signed to him.
So, okay, you were just doing your thing, rapping and stuff. He's who got you off your feet. Why'd you actually move to Atlanta at that point?
It was just another step I had to take, you know what I'm saying? Because I had, like, a lot of labels calling me, like, from Alamo to 300 to, like, any label you could think of. So around this time, I'm like, damn, I can't move how I want to move in Jacksonville. I'm getting harassed. Let me get an apartment in Atlanta so I could go to, like, different studios and meet different artists, and that shit worked for real.
Because you're talking about one place that has, like, no music industry, and you're basically just on your own. You put your shit on YouTube and promote it on social media, but that's about it. And then in Atlanta is a whole giant network of different people fucking with music.
I met so many people and had so many opportunities down there.
Mm.
So it was like it was a plus for me.
Definitely.
It was a plus.
When you first started making music, who were you inspired by? And what was the shit that made you want to make music in the first place?
When I was making music, bro, it was just for fun. Then real life shit went to happening. Then I, you know what I'm saying, went to rapping about what's really going on in my life. And did I look up to anybody? Probably like I fought with Lil Wayne and Eminem, Soulja Slim, shit like that.
Yeah. Kodak don't come to mind as inspiration. I feel like he kind of inspired everybody.
I fought with Kodak. I fought with Kodak because he one of the ones that paved the way for Florida. I fought with, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure. But okay, that's interesting though, right there, because how much of a decision was it for you to start putting your real life in the music and the shit that was really going on?
It really wasn't no decision. It was just like, shit, I'm in the studio. This how I'm feeling right now. Like, beat come on, this how I'm feeling. And I don't really write raps like that. I just go out the head. Like, so some shit could just have happened. Mm-hmm. I'm going straight to the studio like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I'm finna rap about.
Definitely. Did you ever, was it a concern though of like, damn, maybe I'm saying too much. People are going to know too much. The cops are going to maybe know too much about the shit that I'm talking about.
I'm just a bitch ass entertainer rapper, bro. I ain't doing shit out here, man. That's what I want everybody to know too. I ain't trying to hurt nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a rapper, bro. Entertainer.
Right. But I mean, they could use your lyrics against you in court too, right?
I heard that. But you know what I'm saying? It's been a lot of situations in my city, bro. I like been through that before, kind of. And that shit ain't really stick.
Mm.
So, you know, they need it more, but nah, hell nah.
Well, I mean, what's crazy is like, you could, if you say something and that thing is just like a vague description of events, then it's like, what are they gonna do? But sometimes, like with AR Abs, a rapper from Philly, he's a little older and he apparently was like a huge drug kingpin.
Damn.
But he basically like was accused of like orchestrating murders, and then they find the lyrics in his phone that's basically him rapping about it like right after it happens. And
really?
They like all this shit where they're basically, when there are these events that they already have something to tie you to, once they're able to say, well, look at this lyric and look at this lyric and these fit perfectly with these events, then it becomes like you wouldn't get charged because of the lyrics, but the lyrics just are the fucking thing that makes it stick. I feel like,
yeah, that could be a way too, but I'm just an entertainer. I don't know. They got to kick, you know what I'm saying? I'm just an entertainer, man. Bro.
Right, for sure. But early on when you were talking about shit, was it stuff involving other rappers or was it just in general? Like, okay, I'm just talking about so-and-so that got like, into it on the block, even though nobody knows who that is.
Like, shit, like, I got shot when I was 15, shit like that. Like, it was just real life shit happening to me when I was young as hell. Like, getting my ass beat by the police. My little brother, Kendrick Austin, this is the wristband right here. 15, 16, got killed by the police. Like, it's just a lot of real shit was going on. And I'm like, young as hell, like, damn, this shit really happening. Like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Go to the studio, vent, you know what I mean? Vent. So I vent.
Definitely. But, okay, so how'd you get shot?
You
just out? You just standing on the corner? Or were you like doing something specific?
I got shot getting off a school bus, getting off my school bus. That's what killed school for me. I was like, fuck school, I ain't going back. I was like in like the 9th, 8th grade, some shit like that.
And you're getting off the school bus and somebody was waiting for you?
Yeah, and they shot me.
Where'd you get hit?
Oh, I got hit on my hip. It broke my hip. Hell yeah. Man, that shit was just crazy how that shit happening, bro. Because that whole day when I was in school, I got in an argument with a couple people, like a couple boys. I was finna fight and shit, hopped on their bus. I was just on some arrogant shit, bro. I wasn't really thinking, because I'm 15 years old. I ain't thinking about shit. I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I wasn't really thinking, bro. So when I just got off the bus, bro, it was like a little cut in like one of my little hoods we used to be in. So we sitting in the cut and shit. I'd say by like 2 minutes, a nigga came around the corner shooting. Soon as I took like 5 steps, I was hit. And then when I got hit, it's like my leg popped out of place. I was just crawling, bro. I couldn't use my leg. It was like, I was just crawling, bro. So as I'm crawling, I'm looking back at him shooting. Like, he's still shooting. Like, he could have stood over me. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm like, damn, I'm 15, bro. That's how I'm finna die, bro. Like, fuck. I crawled in this lady yard. Her house was like 2 houses down. I'm telling her I'm shot. She, get the fuck out my yard. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, man.
I'm like, what the fuck? That was crazy, bro. I'm 15 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, that shit fucked my head up, though.
And that just killed school for you right there.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, how can you protect yourself? You're going to school with your gun, and, you know, even then you're not going to feel safe.
Yeah, that shit was over with. Because it's like, with you going to school, they know where you at.
Right.
They know where to come get your ass at. Like, you there. There's nowhere else you could be. You at school. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it was.
Okay, when you got shot that time, were you surprised? Or were you so in the streets that it was just kind of... Not that surprising.
I was surprised, but I'm going to put it like this. A person had died that morning. They thought I had something to do with it, but it got clear. I ain't had shit to do with it, but I ain't like the person. Like, you know what I'm saying? He didn't guess how he died, though. He died getting on the school bus. On, bro.
Oh, my God.
But it got cleared up and shit. I ain't had nothing to do with it. So, boom. When I was in school that day, everybody kept coming to me like, bro, they say you had something to do with such and such. I'm like, what the fuck? I was on the way to school, like, you feel me? The police interrogated me about the shit in the hospital, and I'm like, I was at school, bro. Like, a real deal, I was at school. So, boom, I got off the bus, and that's how that shit happened.
Wow.
That shit was crazy.
That's terrifying. Day.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
And it's like, kind of what I'm getting out of this is that a lot of the shit that is all of a sudden viral is the exact shit that you've been used to dealing with your whole life.
Yeah, this shit regular.
Right.
This shit regular to me, no?
You ever, like, sit back and just worry about or just think about the fact that you've just become so numb to some of the craziest shit throughout your life?
And I ain't gonna care. That shit fall on me sometimes. I sit back and ask myself, like, why do I go through this shit? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, why do certain shit happen? And then I think again, like, damn, maybe it's just a lesson or some shit. Then some more shit happen. Like, damn, how many lessons do I gotta take? You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, I'm just numb to that shit, though.
I mean, when you think about, like, normal people, you know, you'll hear about like a kid in high school, like a normal high school, and some girl will kill herself in the school.
Yeah.
And it's like the whole school is traumatized. They got to call in grief counselors to talk to the kids just because they're so traumatized. They didn't see her die. They weren't there. They barely probably fucking know the girl. But it's treated like it's that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And as I get older and older, I kind of realize like, damn, I've seen a lot of shit. I've seen a lot of fucked up shit happen. And the people that I interview, a lot of times I've seen even way more fucked up shit happen. And it's not normal. It's not as normal as we try to act.
I don't supposed to be no 15-year-old getting shot and going to funerals back to back and shit. Hell no, that shit could fuck your head up. Like MDD, major depression disorder, that shit real. Like you'll be fucked up and then people will be like, why you doing them drugs and shit? I'm trying to cope, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's how that shit be.
Damn.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time that you got fucked up where it felt like you were doing it because there was something that you wanted to forget or some bullshit that was going on in your life that you were really trying to escape?
It been a lot of times. Like, a lot of countless, numerous of times. I'm like, damn, bro, like, when we gonna make it out this shit? Like, when this shit gonna stop, bro? And then that went to fall back to this rapping shit. Like, where I'm at now, like, I thank God every day, bro.
Right.
Like, every day I wake up, bro, I could be dead for real, like, every day. Like, the fans don't know that. When they be trolling and shit, that shit be on our mind. Like, me and the other side, like, I know people think I'm like, damn, I could die today, bro. Like, the way we living, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty crazy. I mean, like, let's just for an example, I didn't think the Aiden Ross thing was going to be that big a deal.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're probably so numb to it already because you already heard people singing disrespectful shit about your friends over and over and over. But at the same time, I mean, that shit probably always kind of is going to bother you a little bit, right?
Ain't even, you know what's crazy? I didn't even know who he was or nothing, but I promise, bro, the fans, I didn't even know he was a famous Twitch streamer. The fans, bro.
If it wasn't for the fans, you would have never known.
I wouldn't have known shit, bro. They spammed the shit out my DM. My followers was going crazy. I wasn't even on Twitter before then, bro. I had a Twitter, but I was not on it, bro. I got on my Twitter, it was going crazy, bro. I probably had like 3,000 followers, but I went up to 22K, bro. I'm like, damn, who the fuck is Aiden Ross? Then they sent me this home, bro. I'm like, who the fuck is Aiden Ross? Then they sent me this. I'm like, damn, what the fuck? Then he had DM me. He like, bro, let's hop on the phone, bro. We talking. He was like, yeah, now let's hop on live and clear it up, bro. Then he did it again.
Yeah, but so he didn't know that they were filming him on IG Live when he was singing.
Bro. I don't know what. I told him, man, you need to get some new set of friends, bro. They throwing your ass in that fire, boy.
That's the best part, is that he's the only white one, and they're all black, and they're all getting him in trouble
with
you.
They know what's going on.
I know.
See, they know what's going on.
They know exactly what's going on.
Bro, he lost.
For sure. Yeah, he's just slowly learning what's going on. Yeah. I don't think I ever, like, sung anything in a song that I shouldn't have sung.
And it don't even be that. It's like, I see it as, this don't even go to Aiden Ross. Like, if you a fan, like, be a fan, bro. Mm. Like, you can fuck with all live music, bro. Like, fans be thinking, like, they die hard. Like, that's your op, that's my op type shit. Mm. But in real life, that's not what it is. Like, you don't want to get yourself in that line of fire. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. You innocent. Like, be a fan of everybody.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And they also, I mean, there's what the internet knows, and there's what you know. And
definitely,
I would assume that what you know is probably so different than what the internet knows.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. My mind be on some whole other shit. They thinking about the internet. This is the fans' job. Get up, let's go to Fulio Instagram and troll him all day. When I wake up, my job is to stay alive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got to go through, like, different shit every day.
Mm.
Yeah, so my life completely different from what they got going on. They don't see it as that. You know what I'm saying? That's all they see is the internet.
Mm. Why'd you leave Atlanta, though, and go back to Jacksonville? And do you plan on ever leaving?
No, I stay in Atlanta.
Oh, you do now? Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I stay in Atlanta. I bought my mama a house down there and all. Like, I stay in the A, like, for sure now. But I just be in Jacksonville so much. This might sound crazy. I just love my city, bro. Mm. Even though they hate me, like, I just love my city, bro. Real shit.
You really feel like they hate you, or you just feel like there's certain pockets of people that hate you?
You could say that in certain pockets of people, but my city, from the police to the people, they hate me, bro. My music don't get played in club. Matter of fact, I can show you this. Look,
damn, it's political out there with the clubs and shit.
Man, they ain't even playing my music out, man. This shit crazy. They just put a poster last night in some of the clubs, the small strip club called Wacko's, talking about something. You cannot play Fulio
really?
In this club. Hell yeah. They got this shit, man. This shit crazy. I'm like, I don't even go to this club. I don't know shit about this club. So where's y'all? You know what I'm saying?
Right. But I guess if you owned a club, you'd probably be like, nah, don't play the ops music here.
Nah, look. They got the paper pinning out and all. I'm what the fuck?
Oh, okay. They didn't just ban you. They banned the other side
all
too.
All us.
Oh, okay.
They banned everybody.
Oh, wow. They got got every list.
And listen, though, it's only me and his son, though,
they got
bro.
But they got a big list. They got Wappa with the Chopper.
They got everybody on that bit. And at the bottom, it say the two songs. It say what songs can't be played. It say when I see you, I'm like, damn.
Honestly, like, my hat is off to them, though, because realistically, they playing that kind of shit, you're just asking for problems, bro. Like, your insurance policy does not cover murder anthems being played in your establishment, right?
Oh, bro.
I mean, they're just asking for that. Same thing. You try to go to a club out here. I mean, certain clubs, you try to get in with certain sports teams, certain colors, whatever. They're trying to stop that problem before it starts.
Who are you telling? But don't.
Who you telling? He got a good ass ad lib right there, huh?
Hey, listen. But ain't none of us been in that club, though.
Right.
In life. Like, why is y'all doing that? We don't want to come to that poor ass club.
But that's what's crazy is if that's like a white ass strip club that don't normally have these problems.
This man just said that.
That's
bro.
What I'm thinking is
what
like,
the fuck?
You guys ain't been there. I'm assuming you've been to a strip club or two.
Yeah, but I ain't even know what club this was, bro. He just said that. He said, bro, that's a club, bro. They do not like that type of stuff. They don't want that type of stuff going on.
Right. I mean, that is really what
I respect it, though.
That's the crazy thing that's happened over the past couple months is that now, like, the normal-ass white people and shit just know about all this shit to an extent that they did not know about it before, and they fucking love it, it turns out.
They love it.
They love it. And that's why you have all these fucking trolls and all these people who just try to get at you, trying to piss you off, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh.
What's up? Hey, Pootie. And I'm doing a light pole, baby Pootie. And I'm doing no jumper interview right now, bro. My bad. I'm gonna call you right back, so I'm done. Yeah. Love you too, brother.
You are a popular guy. Your phone's been blowing up this whole time.
I see it. Bro. I'm trying to tell you, I'm doing business.
Right.
Bro.
Definitely. Okay, so Was there, I mean, I guess we might as well, like, at least try to pry into a few thoughts on this. Like, were you and Ace ever cool, or was there ever a time period where you guys were able to be around each other?
We probably were, like, mutual, but we ain't never hanging on each other, but it wasn't always, like, fuck you, like, you that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I was cool, like, some certain people he'd be around, like, they used to be in my hood. In my videos, taking pictures, having fun in my hood. I was never in they shit, you know what I'm saying? I was like one of the first just that was on in my city, like famous, like from rapping and shit.
Mm.
When I had 5,000 followers and shit, they used to ask me for features and shit. So I was the one, everybody wanted to hang with Hilltop. It's a famous hood. Everybody wanted to come hang out there with us and shit. Like, we were just like setting trends and shit.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Just side question, is your real name Julio?
Hell no. And you know it's so crazy, that ain't even my rap name, bro. That's just my Instagram name.
Oh,
they
okay.
Just, the internet made that my name,
because I forgot that was your Instagram name. And when I was listening to it, that Aiden Ross thing, I'm like, why the fuck they keep calling him Julio Fulio? I never called him anything besides Fulio. Like,
my name Fulio,
and
bro.
They were thinking it was Folio.
Yes, they be Julio, Julio. They be saying all type of shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Okay, but so you guys had... But, I mean, it's interesting, though, because I'm sure you see... all right, how about this question?
Yeah.
You see these videos that these YouTubers put together now where they're basically trying to tell the story of basically your life in the streets, yeah. At least. When you watch those videos, how much do you feel like they get it, and how much do you feel like this shit is all wrong?
That shit be all wrong. I just be like, y'all might as well just move y'all ass to Jacksonville, like, ask me to do a documentary or something. Get right. Your ass in this shit. You want to know about it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit be so false, but that's their job, though. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't even, you know what I'm saying?
But the crazy thing is that a lot of those videos, they don't try to even really make it clear that they're kind of guessing.
Mm-hmm.
They're just sort of like, here's what happened. This person got killed, and then this person got killed.
That's
and I'm thinking, like, I don't know if I believe it happened that simply.
And then they'll have somebody name. That's not even that person's name.
Oh, man.
Like, everything be fucked up about them videos. I look at them bitches down there every other day because they tag me in so many of them bitches.
Mm.
They tag me in so many of them bitches. So, bro.
And, I mean, I'm not accusing anybody of capping or anything, but oftentimes, too, it feels like, okay, just because somebody died and then somebody made a song talking about smoking that person does not mean that they killed that person. Or even that somebody from their side killed that person, because I see it in LA all the time, people taking credit for bodies that they had nothing to do with.
Damn, yeah, that shit be real though. That's what people do,
right?
That's what people do though.
Yeah,
capping. Well, you call the cap, whatever you want to call it, that's what they do though.
Okay, so let's talk specifically about Bibby. Like, you had songs about him before he even became a topic of conversation and all this. What was your friendship with him and your relationship to him?
That was like my little bro, like, bro, Jit was, like, real deal crazy about me, like, real deal, like, infatuated with Fulio. Like, I love you, big bro. Like, I'm going to make sure you good. Like, you don't got to worry about nothing. Like, that was my little brother for real.
How'd you know him? Just from being around? Or?
Yeah, he from the hood. He from my hood. But I watched him grow up the way he was, like, when he wasn't doing shit to when he, you know what I'm saying, jumped off the porch. Like, I watched him, like, that was my little brother, real deal.
Right. And yeah, so when that happened to him, how'd you find out, or what do you?
It was right. He was just with me like 3 months. Like, okay, boom. He got out of school. He got out the bus. Well, my godmama used to stay. She used to stay on the corner house in the hood, and I used to stay there with her for 3 years. He got out the bus, walked in the house. What's up, big bro? Hugged and shit, dapped each other up, talking and shit. He was like, man, I'm finna go to Hilltop, man. I'm finna go to the hood real quick. And that shit only like a 10-minute walk. It's like a 10-minute walk. He was walking. He just got out of school from out of school bus. So, boom, I say bye. As soon as he walked out of the house, I told him specifically, I said, look, bro, don't walk, bro. Shit hot. I'm talking about the police, though. I'm like, gang tags. Ah, bro, like, they hopping out on shit, searching shit. I ain't even thinking about no niggas, like. So, boom, he like, man, Vic, bro, I'm good. He told us I ain't worrying about the police. Other niggas, he showed it, you know what I'm saying? He walked out. I say about 20, 25 minutes later, I got that call. I was like, damn, like, you would have listened to me stay in the house, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? And that would be fucking me up, too. Like, I talked to so many people right before he walked out the door and died. I'd be like, damn, what the fuck? Like, if you would have listened to me, you would have been here today, like, you know what I'm saying? That shit be crazy.
And I mean, it feels kind of cruel to have to even tell a 16-year-old kid, like, don't walk down the street.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's how fucked up shit is that, you know, even just walking over to somebody's house could be that fucked up.
That quick. That's how fast shit happened.
When you were growing up, was there even, like, I grew up fighting all the time. Like, fighting was normal. Did that just go out the window by the time you were, like, 12, 13, or what?
Out the window completely. We stopped fighting. Like, we used to fight at clubs and shit, but that shit went out the window. I got shot when I was 15, so that shit went out the window before then. Like, it was just, that just always how it been, though. Because, like I said, the people we was into it with was always older than us. So, they already knew about the streets. Like, you supposed to have this to protect yourself. You supposed to drive cars and... To get here, we weren't thinking about that. We was walking 100 deep to clubs and shit across the town. We walking from the west side to the north side, like, just to go to a party, like, not even knowing these niggas could pull up on us and do all this. We ain't thinking nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
Damn, that's a tough lesson to learn. Like, how would you describe the source of, like, you just have, being a group of young kids and have a beef with these older dudes, like, how would you describe as generally, like, the sort of thing that would even, that even caused that to be the situation? Like, what even made you catch the eye of, like, older people in the area and shit?
Shit, you talking about, like, how we, like, beefing with them?
Yeah, like, why would you start beefing with these people? I don't know if it was necessarily, like, rappers that we're talking about at this point, or if we're just mostly talking about street shit.
It just some street shit, like, they were just, like, you know what I'm saying? They just ain't like us. We were just young, badass kids running the city, like, beating up anybody. Like, we 100 deep. Who finna stop us? And then they were just like, man, y'all gotta chill. Like, daddy, this ain't what it finna be. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some old head shit, but we got that shit settled.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting because, like, I saw you say that you didn't start this shit, but you did have, like, diss songs that were out before the Who I Smoke thing, right? Like, how much was there leading up to the Who I Smoke thing in terms of, like, songs and stuff? Like, how serious was this in the lead up to this, and how long had that been going on in terms of the tension?
I ain't gonna count. I always make, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how I be feeling sometimes. But people don't catch the subliminals that they do and shit. They'll just see fool little. They ain't looking at that shit. I catch all subliminals. Like, when a nigga say something about a six or anything in their song, bro, I'm catching that shit. And I'm not the type to, like, sneak this shit, bro. I don't respect that shit. I'm finna say your name. Like, ain't no other way around it. I'm finna say your name and let you know this about you. You know what I'm saying? But it was probably, like, I really can't recall, but I know that Who I Smoke shit, that snippet been out. So I been knew it was going to drop soon. I just wasn't thinking about the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah.
It kind of hit in a whole different way, too, because they, you know, there's something like there's so many diss songs. Like, when I was listening to a lot of the diss songs leading up to the shit, it was like, y'all were making traditional type of diss songs. This shit was like, oh, let's make pop songs hating on each other. And to be fair, your response was crazy. That shit been stuck in my head for the past week.
Yeah. But listen, though, that... You heard the beatbox. You probably didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah.
When we was in their hood and shit. So, boom. That was not no response. That was just me and my little cousin, Kojak. We were doing some. Let's just shoot this video real quick on these niggas' block real quick. You just show them, like, y'all faking. This is what it is. So, after we shot that, I went to Miami. And then I was going through my DMs and my comments. Everybody was spamming my shit. Do Fantasia when I see you. Told the engineer to download the beat. And it was history after that. Like, that shit went up crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Did you have anyone, like, that song sounded so different than a lot of your other songs that I feel like I've seen comments with people suggesting that maybe you had some help writing that or putting that together. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, no. I freestyle everything, bro, when I'm in the studio, bro. Like, I freestyle everything. Punch in is all I do.
Right.
Punch in.
I mean, that at the very least, you could say that, is that throughout all this bullshit, there has been some pretty good music to come out of it.
Hell yeah. And it's sad, that's how Jacksonville got to be looked at right now, too. I be thinking about all that shit, bro. Like, I'm really blowing up off this song, like, real deal, my life changing. Like, that shit crazy.
Right, like, that's always the thing in the rap game, is that if something really bad happens to you, there's positive shit, like, that comes with it. Like, you know, a lot of people would think that having a really popular diss song about you would be bad, but you're getting all these followers. It gives
labels.
Yeah.
Money going up, shows, follow, everything. But I'm like, damn. This how this
thank
shit
you.
Thank you.
Is that a little
but
bit
shit,
of that?
Damn, y'all should have been knew I was hard. You know what I'm saying? But fuck, it is what it is.
Definitely. All right. So when you first heard that song, though, or saw the video, describe how you felt in terms of, like, your actual emotional state? Like, you were you angry? Are you so jaded to people dissing your dead friends?
No, I would, cause I said, like, I've been hurt the song for like the snippet and all that. Mm. So I knew it was gonna drop. I just ain't no win.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And then they dropped it. So I was like, damn, it is what it is, cause I do the same thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I really wasn't mad.
Do you think, or was there anything about like just them being on a golf course that kind of piss you off? Like, why are you having so much fun with this?
Nah, hell nah. Cause I done did like way more, you know what I'm saying?
This
hell
is
nah.
True, yeah.
I done did other shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any close calls when you're like pulling up to op neighborhoods to film videos and shit like that? Is there ever anything where it came close to like the wrong person popping out?
Hell nah. We was hanging out, showing our ass. Just saw that shit doing the beatbox, all
right.
Type of shit, man. We were hanging out, man.
You got Spot 'Em, Got 'Em all wrapped up in all this shit?
That's my little brother, like Dirt World. Our dead homeboy, Jonathan, this is where he from.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my little bro.
Was that trippy, though, to see his whole career just take this huge leapfrog off of a TikTok?
Yeah, bro. I watched him record that song, bro.
Mm.
I watched the bro do that shit, and it's crazy, because that song had like 10 million views before Pooh Shiesty out on that bit. Yeah, yeah, but that bit blew up, though.
Yeah.
I was looking at LeBron like, and he's so funny and street. He don't give a fuck about none of this shit. I promise, bro.
Really?
I'd be like, bro, he don't. You seen him do the dance for real? Yeah, he ain't do the challenge yet.
He still hasn't really, huh?
Yeah, he ain't do that shit. Yeah, he don't give a fuck about this shit. He just getting his money vibing, like, yeah.
That must be pretty surreal to be like a young ass jit from Florida, and all of a sudden you got Saweetie dancing in your shit.
Who you telling? And then one day you can blow just like that. 1 second.
Right. You give a fuck about TikTok?
Yeah, that shit cool. Yeah. It's cool. I don't know how to make the videos.
Me neither.
But this shit cool,
I got
cool,
somebody
though.
Who does it for me, but.
Yeah, that shit cool, though. It could blow you up, I guess.
It's all just that new generation of promotion, any which way you got to get it, you know?
I heard it could blow you up. Well, I seen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. So you said you weren't, like, pissed off when you first seen the video or whatever. Did it piss you out? Did it upset you seeing the reaction and seeing it go so big and just having everybody talk about
when
it?
When I saw, like, certain people I thought that fought with me saying anything about the whole song. It's about that certain part when they say my dad brother's name. Like,
exactly.
I'm pretty sure majority of everybody know what's going on for real.
Right.
From the dead people who dead, all that. So I don't give a fuck about you saying that part. But my dead homeboy, like, I take that shit serious. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like if you want to sing along to the Who I Smoke part and then put somebody else's name in, we all done that. It's all funny. We all making fun of our friends or whatever. But it really is kind of a sick thing if you're just like a random ass person who lives in a nice house and you out here singing shit, joking around about shit like that. That just shows how far away from it you are.
You tag me in it, trying to antagonize me, trying to get a reaction. Hell yeah, that's why I'm looking at the shit like, why you playing like that?
That shit's, you know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we had that conversation a lot about like what needs to happen for a lot of this tension in all these different states. Like, you know, it's not just Florida, it's not just Jacksonville.
Everywhere.
It's just there's so much of this shit. And there's always, not always, but there's a lot of times really popular music attached to it, which just makes everything way worse. It's kind of like, I don't know. A lot of people, we just kind of are wondering, like, how do we get to the point of this not being the way things are done? Or how do, is there any possible way when we look at a situation like this? Like, Jacksonville right now is like the way we look at Chicago. Like, it's just never going to, it's never going to be better.
I ain't gonna cap. It's so many, like I said, it's so many neighborhoods and shit going on. To be honest, I don't see no stop to nothing. What's going on in Jacksonville? The police don't solve shit.
Mm.
They don't do shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't solve no murders, bro. They don't do, you know what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck about us in real life. They want us to keep doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why the shit's so fucked up. I don't know.
Kind of makes their job easier.
Easy.
You know?
You ain't gotta do shit but sit on your ass.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think that like the murder rate being so high would be a bad thing for the police force, but I don't know if there's anybody really holding them to account for that.
Not though.
Yeah. In your mind, is there anything that could happen though that would make at least this shit stop playing out in music, or do you think that it's kind of just destined that the shit that's really happening is going to be expressed through the music as well?
Well, it's already been said and done. It's been said and done. So I don't know, bro. I ain't going to be honest. I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I really don't know.
If you never heard somebody else talk about you or your dead friends ever again, do you think it would necessarily occur to you to be talking about that? Like, if for some reason your ops just stopped rapping about you, would you feel like, all right, I'm just going to stop rapping about them? It's not even a reason to do it anymore?
Yeah, I'd do that. But it just got to be like on some real deal, real nigga shit. Like, you can't be fake with this shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't no pressed up ass nigga, because I know what's going on in the streets for real, you know? Yeah.
Interesting. Do you feel like by leaving Jacksonville that in any way that looks crazy to people? Or are you worried at all about what their reception to that is?
Hell no. I'm a grown ass man. Shit, they gotta respect that. But you want me to be in the hood all my life, fucked up, getting hot out on? I'm gonna have to pay my own bond, pay my own lawyer fees. I'm gonna have to pay for the funeral. There's a lot of fuck shit that come with it, like, you know what I'm saying? So people really was proud of me.
It sometimes feels like the fans really do want that, though. They really think you should just be on the block for the rest of your life, even if you got $1 million.
Because they hear that gangster music and all that, you know what I'm saying? So that's what they expect in 24/7.
Can we also kind of blame you for, like, the red 4X and the Fly Soldiers of the world?
What is that?
You don't know about them?
Oh, I'm tripping. Bro. They were just on my live, bro.
Right.
I don't know what's to them. I don't even know, bro.
Hey, man, Florida, there's a lot going on.
They
there's something in the water.
Hell, I don't know. It's either in the water, in the dreads, in the gold. I don't know what the hell it is. There's something going on.
Man, and I listened to one of their videos like 3 times already for just showing people, and I still don't know one single word that they were saying in that shit. It's like,
I don't know, bro. I ain't even listened to one of these songs yet. I just saw them on my Instagram live, and they kept saying add them, so I added, bro.
If you were to be asked to do a feature with them, you think you could do it? Or?
Hell no. They gotta pay me.
Yeah, they're going to pay, of course, but, like, would you do a feature with somebody that you maybe didn't respect just because, you know, the bag was looking right?
I ain't going to count. It really depends, because I'm going to have to meet you in person to feel your vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a vibe type person. Like, I want to feel your vibe, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, it depends, though.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
What was up with this video of you and Youngboy back in the day? It was, like, you sort of, like, coming at Youngboy, right? What was that video, and can you explain that now?
He had a show in Jacksonville, bro. And I went pulling up on some old check-in. The internet made that check-in shit, bro. Because I kept hearing him, like, in his songs. He'd be like, what you on, Fulio, Fulio, Fulio? My name Fulio. The fans done sent me this 20 million times. Youngboy talking about you, bro.
Right.
Like, if you go on YouTube right now and say, NBA Youngboy Fulio did this, is before everything. And them bitches got views for real. So I'm like, what the fuck? So, boom. So, when I pulled up on him, I'm pulling up on him to see, like, what do Fulio mean? Like, that's what we trying to ask him. But, you know, how he get pulled up on so much. He like, who are these niggas? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, when we pulled up, it was a whole totally different story. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was, like, hiding, like, in the door of the hotel room. He didn't come out. Like, it was just some whole other shit, bro. Movie shit.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm assuming you didn't respect the way that your criticisms were dealt with there? You didn't appreciate the way it went about it?
It wasn't even that. He really wasn't trying to, like, he wasn't trying to holler at me, bro. He was just on some old, like, tough, fake paranoid. I don't know what he was on, bro. He just wasn't trying to, I don't know just how we approach the situation. We pulled up to that bit deep as hell. I don't know, bro.
If you're a rapper, that can be pretty intimidating when you got, like, 100 fucking young jits, as they say, coming at you. Yeah, I don't know. I can't blame him for being a little worried about that situation, but.
Yeah, but when I'm walking up, telling him, bro, we ain't on that, bro. I just want to talk to you real quick, bro. I just want to talk to you. He's saying some old boy, some whole other shit. I don't even know what he was fucking saying.
Right.
Yeah, that shit wasn't shit, though.
But nothing happened with that after or anything?
Nah, it wasn't no major shit, man.
I got you. All right. I wanted to ask about this video too. Is that somebody recently tried to press you in the mall? And that shit went a little viral at the time. What was that situation?
Bro, I'm walking through the motherfucking, it's Super Bowl weekend in Tampa. We walking through the mall, some fucking fan. You know, I'm a rap nigga, like, and I've got people with me. We pulled up. So he walking up, talking about Fulio, some shit he said. Basically trying to get some clout, bro. Pulled out his phone, recording me while I'm getting my food at Chick-fil-A. He telling Fulio, I forgot what the fuck he said. He said some shit, but I'm telling him, like, bro, anything that happen right here in this mall, all us gonna go to jail, bro. All us got guns on us. I don't know what you on, bro. You ready to risk your life. We got shit going on for real. I don't know about you. You ready to throw your shit away, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that shit went shit, though.
Because you said I had ankle monitor on. You said you had an ankle monitor on?
Nah, he had an ankle monitor on.
Oh, really? Okay.
The nigga who was recording had an ankle monitor on. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, police shit? Like, what the fuck?
When I was watching that video, I was like, this is the ultimate situation where Fulio is in a position where a dude is basically trying to punk him out, but then this guy has nothing to lose in the situation because he gets to do this. And if you punch him in the face, boom, it's a lawsuit. It's a case. It's all this shit.
And then think about it like this, bro. It's two of them, two, three of them. It's like six, seven of us. So we're going to beat y'all ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's not no problem. And if y'all take it, though, we're going to take it, though. But it's just the point, bro. Like, you got on the ankle monitor. It's 1,000 police. We're in the full court. So it's 1,000 police right here. You want to do the most. Let's at least take it out the side or some shit.
Yeah.
But what you want to do, you want to go live, this, and that. So if anything happen, they coming to Fulio.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It be shit like that. People know how to trip people off the streets for real. Yeah.
Man, that shit is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, your platform is larger than ever. You got like more people paying attention than ever.
Yeah.
From your perspective, where do you take it from here? Like, I mean, and it feels like even like your music, like that the new music, like even outside of the diss part and everything, I feel like it's a lot of the best music I ever heard from you. And stylistically, it's kind of making you break out of the style that you fucked with before.
And like, I got some like songs I'm finna drop my mixtape. This is gonna show them I'm not no diss rapper. That was just to get back. Like, I'm real deal, like, talented as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could do whatever melodic type song, singing. Like, I'm versatile as hell. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna just show them, like, I'm here to stay. Like, I got my foot in the donut. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm here to stay, though. I'm showing them.
Yeah, man. Florida's on fire.
Definitely. We got a whole different scenery.
It's crazy. Yeah, there's so many, like, popping rappers from all over the fucking state. And then, unfortunately, it's also like, you know, every week you got to hear about a different rapper getting shot at or whatever. But, I mean.
Who you telling?
Who you telling?
It's in the water.
Who you telling?
It's in the water.
That's real. I don't know. Anything you're excited about that you got coming up? Anything we need to know about?
I got a big-ass video shoot tomorrow at this high school. That shit going to be lit as hell.
Damn, really?
Yeah, that bit going to be like some high school musical shit, like. Real deal lit.
Wow, that's interesting.
They're gonna be lit on game, and then I got like two mixtapes from the drop.
It's just you on that song, or is it somebody else?
It's just me.
Okay.
It's just me. That'd be hard.
Damn, that sounds more involved than a lot of your videos in the past. Like normally your videos are kind of run and gun on the street and shit.
Yeah, like this, like the rest, the what y'all finna see on out is gonna be straight high quality, high production. Ain't no none of that. We going like full throttle.
Because now that you have so many more people paying attention to you, it's kind of like a different expectation where if you just keep dropping like super fire videos and each song you put out is really, really good, then I feel like you could hold on to more and more of that audience rather than them just sort of trickling away and falling off as fans.
Who you
know?
Telling?
Mm.
And what I'm finna do, like, I got a plan, you know what I'm saying? Like, we finna like do it, like, for real, just finna go out though. Just watch me like the next 2 months, a month. Yeah.
For sure.
Finna go out.
It's exciting. You've been fielding all these label meetings? Any of them seem interesting?
Yo, I fuck with Crave Music, though.
Mm.
Like, them my people, like, they been showing me good love. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm fuck with. But I done been to 1,000 label meetings. Like, it just, like, it got to make sense to me. Like, we got to have a chemistry. I ain't trying to get put on no shelf. I am not on none of that. If I do that, I'd rather just sit back and own all my shit, keep doing what I'm doing.
Because you can make a pretty good living off of streaming shows, merch.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm straight for real. Like, I'm straight. Like, really, I'm good right now. So if a label come to me, they got to be talking like some numbers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Respect. All right. Fulio. Appreciate you,
Fulio.
Man. You heard? Fulio. No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. And nojumper.com if you want to support. And we'll be on Friday listening to your music. Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah. Let's get a picture in.
Let's do it.